Hello?
Yeah.
Yes, good evening. My name is Tony, calling from Opinion Research. On behalf of our client, National Public Opinion Research Firm, and we would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation, state, and local communities. Can I speak with Ever Orellana, please?
Listen.
Okay. All right, sir, and just for qualification purpose for the survey, in which of the following states are you registered to vote? Arizona,
North
California,
Carolina.
Georgia, North Carolina. Okay. Thank you. All right, sir, now, in what racial or ethnic group do you identify with most?
Hispanic.
Okay, Hispanic. All right, so in what year were you born?
2001.
Okay. 2001, you said?
Mm-hmm.
2001. All right, sir, I know that's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote on November's election for president, Congress, and other offices? Are you almost certain to vote? Will probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or do you think you don't think you will vote?
More 50-50.
50-50, okay. All right, sorry, if you had to pick, what would you say is the most important issue facing the country right now? Just whatever that you can think of that is the most important thing or issue.
I'm not sure. Like, maybe deportation?
Okay. Okay. Deportation. All right, so now thinking back, you know, to the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden, or like many people did not, or, you know, did you skip that one?
I voted Democrat.
So it'd be Joe Biden, right?
Yep.
Okay, so in thinking again, but, you know, about this November's election, if the election for president were held today, would you be voting for Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, or independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
I really don't know. That's why I'm 50-50. Like, I really don't like any of the candidates.
Okay. All right, sir. Now, some people feel more certain about who they, you know, plan to vote for, while others are still considering their options. You know, regardless of who you plan to vote for, please tell me how likely are you to vote for the following candidates using a scale from 0 to 100. 0 means that there is no chance that you will vote for them. 100 means that you would definitely vote for them. The first one is Donald Trump, from 0 to 100.
Zero,
okay. Joe Biden.
50.
Okay, and thinking about the election for this November, if the election for Congress were held today, would you be voting for Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate in your district?
Democrat.
Okay. All right, sir. And who do you trust more when it comes to the issue of immigration? Would that be Joe Biden and the Democratic Party, or Donald Trump and the Republican Party?
Democratic.
So be trust Joe Biden and the Democratic much more, or trust Joe Biden and the Democratic Party somewhat more?
Much more.
Okay. All right, sir. Please indicate whether you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with each of the following statements. Okay, President Biden should prioritize work permits and temporary protection for undocumented immigrants to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants. Would you say you strongly agree with that, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
I strongly agree.
Stronger agree. Okay, President Biden should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not separated from their children and spouses, you know, spouses who are American citizens. Okay. President Biden should prioritize authorizing work permits for undocumented immigrants so they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy.
Yeah, I strongly agree.
Okay. All right. And President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted in deportation raids.
Yep, strongly agree.
Strongly agree. Okay. Thank you, sir. Okay, so now I'm going to read you a list of statements about different kinds of, you know, of immigrants. For each one, please tell me whether you agree or disagree that the president should take action to protect them. The first one said, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants who pass a background check and have been living, you know, and working in the United States for over 10 years. Would you strongly agree with that? Somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Yeah, strongly agree.
Okay, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most, you know, of who have been living in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and work essential jobs as farm workers.
Yeah, strongly agree.
Okay, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of who have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, who pass a background check and cannot safely return of their home countries due to war, natural disasters, and other dangerous conditions.
Yes, somewhat agree, yeah.
Somewhat? Okay. All right, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of who have lived in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and are married to American citizens.
Yeah, strongly agree.
I strongly agree. Okay. Thank you, sir. All right, sir, and please tell me whether President Biden enacting each of the following programs related to immigration reform will make you more or less likely to vote for him in 2024 election. The first one says a program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who cannot safely, you know, return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote for him?
More likely.
Would that be much more or just somewhat more?
Much more.
Much more. Okay, a program that grants, you know, work permits to undocumented farm workers, most who have lived in the United States for over a decade, so they can continue to work essential jobs and contribute to our economy. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less, or much less?
Much more.
Okay, a program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most who have lived in the United States for over more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
Much more.
Much more. Okay. A program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy.
Somewhat more.
Somewhat more. Okay, and a program that grants work permits to and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less, or much less?
Somewhat more.
Somewhat more. Okay. A program that keeps families together by ensuring that undocumented farm workers, most of who have worked in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation.
Much more.
Okay, a program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of who have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, are protected from deportation. Somewhat more likely, okay. All right, sir, we're almost done with this survey. I really thank you for your time and your participation, okay? We're almost done. Okay, please indicate if you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned about each of the following. Donald Trump and Republicans believe, you know, chaos on the border benefits them politically. So they killed a bipartisan deal in Congress to provide more resources to secure the border and reform our immigration system. Would that make you very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned?
Not at all.
A little concerned. Okay. Joe Biden and Democrats have failed to deliver an earned pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants who have lived in the U.S. For over a decade. Very concerned, somewhat, a little concerned, or not concerned?
Somewhat
concerned. Okay, Joe Biden and Democrats make promises about immigration reform during the campaign, but always fail to deliver once they have won. Very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned?
Very concerned.
Okay, Donald Trump and Republicans use racist stereotypes about Hispanics as a way to scare and divide voters, leading to more hate in our communities. So very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little, or not at all concerned?
A little
concerned. Okay, and Donald Trump and Republicans have proposed extreme immigration measures like getting rid of asylum, internment camps near the border, and massive raids to deport millions of migrants. Very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little, or not at all concerned?
Very.
Very concerned. All right. Thank you, sir. All right, sir. Now I'm going to read you the different approaches, you know, President Biden and former President Trump have proposed when it comes to immigration. And I would like you to tell me, you know, which approach comes closer to your view, to your own view, even if neither exactly right. Okay, the first one says Joe Biden says we must create an orderly and secure process at the border and protect immigrants who have lived in this country for many years or decades. Donald Trump says we must shut down the border and conduct massive raids to deport all undocumented immigrants, no matter how long they have lived in this country. Which approach comes closer to your view?
Joe Biden.
Okay, would that be much closer or just somewhat closer?
Much closer.
Much closer, okay. All right, thank you, sir. All right, sir, and after hearing some more information, let me ask you again about this November's election. If the election for president were held today, would you be voting for Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, or independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
Democratic Joe Biden.
Democrat Joe Biden. Okay, and as best you can say, do you personally know anyone who is undocumented or in this country, you know, without papers?
Yes.
Would that be yes, an acquaintance, a friend, a family member, a coworker? Yes, but I prefer not to specify, or no.
Yes, I'd prefer not to specify.
Okay, that one. All right. Thank you. All right, sir, in a typical week, do you use any of the following sources to get your news and information? Would that be Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Fox News channel or website, MSNBC, and CNN or other major news network channels or websites? OAN, or Newsmax, Spanish language radio programs, TikTok, Univision, or Telemundo, WhatsApp. You can choose as many as you, you can have multiple responses, where you get your news from.
TikTok and Twitter, or X, it's called.
Okay, so be, but none, okay, I have, I don't have, I have TikTok, so it'll be that one. What about Fox News or channel website?
No, I don't, yeah, I don't use,
Instagram?
Use Facebook, I don't use Instagram, I don't use any of that. I don't use TikTok and Twitter, that's it.
Okay, so be just TikTok or the ones I read to you, right?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay, that's the only one got listed. Okay. All right, sir. And finally, I would like to ask you just a few questions for statistical purposes. Okay. From which country or territory does your family trace their heritage?
El Salvador.
All right. El Salvador. All right, sir, were you born in the United States, mainland, or the island of Puerto Rico, or another country?
I was born in the United States.
The United States, okay. All right, sir, and were you either of your parents born in the island of Puerto Rico or another country?
Another country.
Okay, yes, another country. All right, sir, and what languages do you primarily speak in your home?
Spanish.
Would that be always English, more English than Spanish? Spanish is... In English, equally, more Spanish than English, or always Spanish?
More Spanish than English.
More Spanish than English, okay. All right, and generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, or what?
Democrat.
Democrat. All right, so then would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a very strong Democrat?
A strong Democrat.
Okay. I was sort of thinking in political terms, would you say that you are liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Liberal.
Liberal, okay. Okay, and then what was the last year of schooling that you have completed?
2020.
About, I have, from first to 11th grade, high school graduate, a vocational
yeah.
technical school, some college,
high school,
but not
12th grade.
Okay, high school graduate, right? Okay. All right, sir, and what is your religion, if any?
Christianity.
Okay, let's be... all right. And, okay, and finally, just strictly for verification purposes about my supervisor, can I just have your first name?
Ever.
Ever, okay. All right, Ever... thank you for your time. Okay, are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants in research are, compensated for their time and in sharing their opinions in a more in-depth, over-the-ended way. Can we know that you are interested in following up a research study and that we may contact you in the future? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. All right, sir. With this concludes our survey. I really thank you for your time, and you have a great evening. I appreciate your help, okay?
All right. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.